Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon. This is Lanice Williams back again for another edition of the Business Radio X Cobb County edition, where we highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. And today we have a guest that's taking a selfie that's making me crack up right now. We have Mr. Joseph Marlboro with the Smyrna Business Association, also owner of the UPS store on South Cobb.
On Cobb Parkway.
I always get those two streets confused. I mean, I live there, but I'm always getting the streets confused. On Cobb Parkway in Smyrna. And Mr. John Loud of Loud Security, and also part of the Good for Cobb committee that you're going to tell us all about today, right?
Yes, indeed.
Good. So Mr. Marlboro is a repeat guest here.
Yes.
Last time you were here, you told us about some things going on with the Smyrna Business Association. The biggest thing at that point was your business expo, which was upcoming.
Right. We had our first business expo ever, 2 days after the snowstorm. So we were very nervous about whether it would actually happen. But we actually had over 150 attendees.
Great.
We had 30 exhibitors. Yeah, so it was such a great hit. We're also going to repeat it in the fall. So we're looking for a fall date, hopefully in November, mm-hmm. to repeat it. It'll be at Bronner Hall again. And so we actually gained 9 new members.
Oh, that's awesome.
And raised over $1,000 for our scholarship fund for both Campbell and Osborne High School. So we're very proud of the return.
So if you would tell some of our listeners that maybe didn't hear your last interview about, I guess, the purpose of that expo and your scholarship and everything like that.
Right. The purpose of that, well, just to go back to the scholarship, historically we've given scholarships 2 a year to a graduating senior who wants to major in business, basically. Mm-hmm. One from both Campbell and Osborne High School. Historically, to raise money for that effort, we would have a golf tournament. And because of how labor-intensive golf tournaments are, we decided after last year to discontinue the golf tournament, and so then we came up with another revenue stream and came up with the idea of the expo. So this was our first opportunity to actually put on the expo. Zaxby's, their new location in Smyrna, was the title sponsor. And again, it was a great turnout. We actually decided the day of to actually move forward because it actually snowed the day before. So everything was on edge, to say the least. But mm-hmm. We pulled it off. People were ready to get out the house and come out and network and have a good time.
Well, that's a great turnout. So I can only imagine when the weather is great in the fall, how many people will come out.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So, and last year also, we were able to increase our scholarship payout to $1,500, 2 $1,500 scholarships, one at each school. So a very good.
So did you guys already pick the recipients for the awards?
No, actually, the deadline for students at both Osborne and Campbell to apply is approaching. I think the deadline is in mid-April. And so the counselors at those respective schools will let their graduating seniors know that the scholarship is available, what the criteria is, and they'll be able to apply. Mm-hmm. Also, people in the community and parents can also nominate their kids mm-hmm. or students, if you will, in those two respective communities for the scholarship also.
Great. So you had some good things going on, as usual.
As usual. And also, just coming up on our plate, our next monthly luncheon will be on April the 2nd at 11:30 a.m. at the community center. And Jack Llewellyn, who is a PhD and sports psychologist, will be the keynote speaker. We also have our bi-monthly business roundtable on April the 1st at Rev Coffee from 7:30 to 8:30. And also, as part of the Smyrna New Vision, their kickoff is going to be on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, from 7 to 8 o'clock at City Hall.
Okay. Now, all of these events, the roundtable event that you have at Rev Coffee and your meetings, you need to be a member. But what about the roundtable? Is it for members only as well?
It is open. It's an open meeting. It is sponsored by the Smyrna Business Association, but it is open to business owners, people in business in the Smyrna area.
Okay. That's probably a great time for people to get together and network and mastermind.
To network, exchange leads, And there's no cost to join the roundtable, but the cost to join the Smyrna Business Association is $100.
Okay, and that's for the entire year?
For the entire year.
That's
outstanding. And that includes lunch at the meetings, everything?
Well, it doesn't include the lunch, but mm-hmm. it does include membership in the organization.
Oh, well, that's a really great deal, and yeah. especially with the great keynote speakers you had. I was there at your last meeting. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed, I forget his name, with the score...
And it was Dr., and I'm forgetting his name also, but it was the executive director of SCORE for the Atlanta region was the keynote speaker.
Yeah, he did a great job. Yes. I was sitting there taking notes.
So that's right.
He did a really good job. So we talked about your business expo. Tell me about UPS. What's going on at the UPS store?
Everything is going on well at the UPS store. We've come up with a new product, basically, a new brand. So UPS now stands for United Problem Solvers. So
in addition to... Is this only business problems? Or
only business, strictly business.
No children.
So not only can we ship your packages, obviously, globally throughout the world, but we can also, for small business owners, we can also solve your problems. So we have a lot of products and services to help you do business. So mm-hmm. we can offer you private mailboxes that'll give you a real street address. We can offer you professional printing in-house. Mm-hmm. So business cards, flyers, letterhead, banners, brochures, posters, signs that we can provide for you. We're going into the graduation season, so if you need signs, graduation signs mm-hmm. or banners to spotlight your kids, we can provide that for you with about a 48-hour turnaround. We also offer professional notary services. We're in the tax season, so mm-hmm. if you have your old returns or credit card bills you need to be shredded, we can do that for you on site. So mm-hmm. Keep all your information private. We can also scan, fax, and shred documents. Mm-hmm. So all to help the small business person,
Do you do the setup as well or just the printing? Like if the person needs business cards designed?
We could do both. If you don't have your own business card made up, we do have templates that you mm-hmm. can actually choose from online. And we can, if not, we can work with a graphic artist mm-hmm. to actually design your card also.
Great. So like you said, United Problem Solvers.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But only business problems and
only
mailing,
business.
Mailing
only
problems.
Business.
That's it.
That's right.
That's great. Are you going to hang around while we talk with Mr. Loud?
Of course.
Great. I'm excited for him to let everyone know about the exciting things that you have going on in Cobb County and to support some Cobb County businesses and just people in the community in general, right?
Yes, indeed.
Can you tell all of us all about it?
Sure. Good for Cobb is an initiative that began in January of this year. It got formed as a 501c4 in January, but it kind of goes back a few years prior where a group of business leaders and community advocates were kind of talking about all different items or issues that face the community and kind of united together to say, hey, let's get on and together and talk about these and then advocate in certain aspects for certain initiatives that we believe are ultimately good for the community and good for Cobb County.
Mm-hmm. So how do you determine the initiatives that you're going to support? Do the group of people on the committee, do you determine, by voting, or how do you do that?
So, great question. There's about 25 folks involved in the committee, mm-hmm. and very diverse as far as locations and what area of the county they live in, as well as what professions they come from. So mm-hmm. you've got folks that are involved in healthcare or transportation or construction or public safety. So it's a very diverse group, and some are just business owners in different capacities from that respect. But it's when an issue gets developed, sometimes it may come from an individual on the committee that would say, hey, we'd like to discuss an issue pertaining to education or mm-hmm. public safety. And as that will come forth, we'll then kind of bring the professionals in that have the full knowledge of certain elements of that issue to get informed. And then at some point we would take a vote and say, is this something that we want to have a united front or a campaign, if you will, to put money and energy and communication out there to share the message with the rest of the Cobb County citizens. Mm-hmm. And as you can think, these folks and these business owners or folks involved in their aspects of their community have a different relationship or sphere of influence from North Cobb, South Cobb, East Cobb, West Cobb, so forth, to be able to help spread the message.
Right. So what are some of the initiatives? I know you're brand new, but what are some of the initiatives that you're working on right now?
Well, one of the initiatives that we got started and got the group together and kind of vetted through and discussed was actually the Atlanta Braves moving to SunTrust Park.
Hot topic.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And as we know, as that all developed, developed back in 2013 and the concerns or issues. Some of the group of 25 were actually the group that created the whole Cobb Home of the Braves website and Cobb Home of the Braves energy and effort between signs and really the campaign emailing to the commissioners to let them know that we believe this is something that is ultimately good for Cobb. Would love to see them support that and not miss such a golden opportunity. You know, here we are now just about 2 years away from first pitch, and I think it's time that people in Cobb County should be proud and should start to show that excitement to say, hey, we've got the America's pastime, which is baseball, you know, coming to our community. We've got the MLB longest franchise in history, the Atlanta Braves, you know, coming to Cobb County. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing that's really good about it is good for Cobb is something that will look regionally as well as within Cobb County, what's the effect. But having the Atlanta Braves stay here is good for the region. You know, mm-hmm. they're not in Charlotte, they're not in Nashville, they're not somewhere else, but ultimately they stayed and they chose to be in our community, only a mere 12 miles up the road. So we've created actually a decal that kind of talks about how the Braves are a home run 2017 and that this is something mm-hmm. that we believe is good for Cobb. Mm-hmm. We're going to actually have about a two-year-long campaign, if you will, with this effort till we get up to first pitch. Mm-hmm. We have started to identify some of the folks that have received contract bids and are actually doing work at the stadium. Mm-hmm. And as you can imagine, each month there's new contracts that are being issued. So the first company we profiled was Inglet & Stubbs. Inglet & Stubbs is based in Mapleton. They've got the electrical contract. And Don Davidson's their president. We got to sit down and meet with him and learn about the employees, learn about the effects or how they went about winning the bid and what does that mean to them as a company? What does it mean to future employees that are going to be hired? What's that type of dollar revenue that now here you've got a Cobb-based business, the revenue that's going to stay here now that's going to be shared with the local sub shop or the local hair salon place mm-hmm. or the local UPS store? Are they going to spend these dollars or make it a donation at your local church and giving back to the community in just different ways? So how ultimately it's good for Cobb. But mm-hmm. not all citizens may feel or see or know that yet. So over the next 24 months, we're going to start to Brassfield & Gorey is a company that's based up in Kennesaw. Mm-hmm. They're part of the American Builders Group. American Builders is made up of four different companies that's actually constructing the stadium at this point in time. They've not announced the mixed use elements of things. As we said, there's more kind of to come that you know we're not aware of. But as they identify five or six or 10 we've found already that are Cobb-based businesses. So we're going to look to meet with them. Be great stories for you guys to even
Definitely.
Share. And slowly, once we've kind of done that initial profile, I know the Cobb Business Journal is going to be doing a story on the Inglet & Stubbs story that's coming out next month. Mm-hmm. And that story is at the beginning of its infancy because what it's like from day one, the electrician's usually the first people on site and the last people on site. You know, they've got to get power for people to do construction. And when the last light bulb is all figured out and the last electrical stuff's all figured out, they're usually about the last people getting out there before mm-hmm. the last sweep of the broom mm-hmm. scenario. So very interesting to watch those steps. So the Braves initiative, SunTrust Park, is certainly something that these decals were starting to get out, and you'll start to see those on the back of vehicles. You'll start to see them at businesses and various storefronts or mm-hmm. maybe on some students' books as they go to school. Mm-hmm. And it's just a silent way to be able to show the pride and support that they ultimately think that, you know, SunTrust Park, the Atlanta Braves being in our community is something that's good for Cobb County.
Right. Well, being out in the community, what have you found to be, I guess, some of the biggest issues with people accepting the stadium?
You know, it's one of those few things, you know, usually we remember where we were when you heard the announcement, and it's usually something bad that happens, mm-hmm. you know. But I certainly remember exactly where and what was going on the day on November the 11th, Monday morning at about 9:30 when I first heard it myself, and what each day transpired over the next three or four as things got going and then the Good for Cobb initiative got underway. So certainly the questions and concerns are transportation, mm-hmm. taxes, mm-hmm. you know, how does that impact me and my family? What does it mean to my community and my environment? Mm-hmm. And what is that? As I heard a gentleman the Tuesday after that, so November the 12th, he was very upset and concerned that it was going to cost $450 million because Mayor Kasim Reed had shared publicly that that's what he couldn't put the taxpayers through, a $450 million investment. And I had shared with that business owner, I said, you know what, I don't know all the answers yet, but at least be fair to our elected officials and let's let them have the opportunity to come out with the rest of the story as to what it is.
Right.
But for you to take that information from a mayor that just in a sense, don't have them within the city limits anymore, we don't need to be lashing out against our elected officials when we need to get the rest of the story.
Right.
As Mike Plant had shared along the way, saying that when it comes to transportation, if you think I'm going to take and make a $1 billion investment 12 miles up the road and create a more havoc-ridden transportation scenario than what I've got currently down at Turner Field, you know, most companies aren't going to go and invest $1 billion without some forethought to that.
Right, right.
I think we're going to see a lot of different transportation solutions that developed as the next, you know, 6 to 12 months come out here.
Mm-hmm.
One thing you realize is that there was already a little over $1 billion of transportation initiatives already coming out, aside from the Braves announcement, had no relationship to the Braves announcements. But I think because the county commissioners were already working on things such as that and transportation solutions, mm-hmm. that it probably gave the Braves even more incentive to say, hey, this is a community that's really looking
right.
and thinking forward, so therefore this should be of high consideration.
Mm-hmm.
I have learned through the past year plus that well before the Olympics were announced, that the piece of land that the Braves are actually heading to now was actually a piece of land that they were looking at, you know, a couple decades,
oh, wow.
not for the Olympics, but a couple decades before the Olympics became
uh-huh.
something. There's a gentleman that was part of the search committee to say, okay, are they staying in Atlanta when they were at Fulton County Stadium, or are they going to move?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as they were researching that piece of dirt was one of the exact pieces that they were considering back then. But as of course, as the Olympic announcements came and then said, hey, we can have the opening closing ceremony stadium adapted to be able to be a baseball stadium,
mm-hmm.
what an exciting opportunity. And you would think that with the Olympics coming, the effects thereafter would be a pretty strong economic initiative around that area.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it's not developed as much as they probably had wished.
Right, right. Unfortunately, but yeah. I guess Cobb's advantage now.
Yes.
Well, you know, and certainly there's some good things for Cobb, but I, you know, if I take my crystal ball out and go 10 years down the road and we look back and say, you know, what's going to really develop down at Turner Field and all that acreage is probably going to be outstanding for Atlanta and outstanding for Fulton County and great for the region,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then when you look up the road and look at what the Braves were able to put together in this area, certainly is good for the Braves, good for Cobb County, and again, good for the region.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, even though it's a process and we're only looking at a little baby step at a time, the real big picture is this is something that's outstanding for everybody involved.
Right.
It's just a process.
Right. And it's just a matter of accepting change. You know, not
yes.
everyone is open to change, and they have their fears of what's going to happen to their community. But fortunately, with your initiative, you can find all of the great aspects of it and present it to everyone.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, from the tax side of it all, there was some concerns and certainly the fear of traffic. What does that mean? The fear of the tax.
Right.
What does that mean to us? And, you know, while the CID is doing great to participate to actually make this whole initiative possible, one of the things from the millage rates that were for an old bond that was expiring in 2017 that's going to be reinitiated to continue on exactly the way it is right now, so it's not any new tax to the homeowner
mm-hmm.
in throughout the county. It's something that just continues, and it equates to about a $26 on a $250,000 home.
Mm-hmm.
So when I look at that as a person that owns a few properties in Cobb County, and I realize that small of an investment, but to create the thousands and
right.
thousands of jobs, am I willing to share a little bit about that to be able to think about the community pride, think about mm-hmm. the amount of people that will be working, think about I just the excitement opportunity of what goes and follows and the benefit for the good of the whole, for the citizens, the workers, and again, back to the region.
Right. So many advantages.
Yep.
So is that the only initiative that you're focused on right now?
So in February we got together, and there's another very large initiative that which is about Dobbins Air Reserve Base.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are times through the years, and we've all gone through the BRAC, where they've kind of the base realignment committee will decide whether certain Air Force bases or Air Reserve bases will stay open or they'll close. And when you look at the, there's about 20,000 employees that are based up at Dobbins. And up at Dobbins, there's 21 different tenants and of all different branches of service, the 94th Air Reserve Wing. Colonel Brett Clark is in charge there. The 22nd Air Force, Major General Stacy Harris is there. You've got the Georgia National Guard headquarters. There's Naval Operations, U.S. Army Reserve is there, the 4th Reconnaissance
wow.
Battalion. Yeah, there's several others that, I mean, when you think you've got 21 different tenants, you've got Lockheed there,
uh-huh.
okay? So it is such a, represents billions of dollars of impact, almost to the point of close to $2 billion, when all of a sudden, if we woke up one day and we found out the front of the newspaper was going to say, Dobbins closes. you know, what are the efforts and energies we should be talking about today about the pride and how important this is to our community? And again, it goes back to, again, the region, because not every one of them live in Cobb County, but the ultimate big picture effect of what Dobbin does for not only Cobb County, but for the metro Atlanta area and for the state of Georgia and for the southeastern United States. Mm-hmm. So it's really a whole lot bigger, bigger picture. And the Cobb County Chamber of Commerce, David Connell, the president and CEO, has been a strong leader and advocate, working with Congressman Barry Loudermilk to say, what are the efforts we need to do to make sure that when the next BRAC does come up, that Dobbin's is solidly in place, that the people see mm-hmm. how important that is to this region and should not be taken out. Mm-hmm. So with that, some of the initiatives that are going on, the real key pieces are FEMA and GEMA. Mm-hmm. FEMA is the federal emergency, and GEMA is the Georgia emergency mm-hmm. unit, that if they get those relocated to the Dobbin's area, kind of become other tenants in that area, just as when things happened with Katrina, you know, Dobbin's became one of the airlift areas where they brought a lot of those residents over to Dobbin's mm-hmm. For that a federal emergency disaster scenario, where they got people housed and put, you know, back together where to direct them, and that right. became one of those hot locations. So those efforts that are underway to make that happen. Now, for us as a group to be able to, again, we've created a decal that's got a C-130 on there, and the C-130 represents not only the Air Reserve Base, but when you think about what Lockheed builds out there, the C-130s, it's certainly something of pride, and it's right. a symbol of what happens a lot at Dobbin's. Again, there's a lot of other elements that are not necessarily represented in that. But there was just an event, about 1,200 local business folks came out to show that support to Dobbin's back on March the 12th. Mm-hmm. Had an outstanding event, outstanding showing for those different airmen or different military folks to, one, recognize and feel the love that the community is reaching back out to them. So we were able to hand out about 1,000 of the decals, and those, again, will be things that you'll start to see on people's vehicles mm-hmm. or businesses or whatnot, because for good for Cobb, there are some people that really love and care about baseball, but they don't right. understand what Dobbin's is all about. Right. Or there are people that are, you know, very focused on what Dobbin's brings and delivers to our community, but don't understand, you know, a batting average or what those matter. And if you go back to the overall entity of good for Cobb, we're going to find things that may be education-related or mm-hmm. transportation-related or healthcare-related. Mm-hmm. So it'll be the ultimate things over the next years to come that we certainly can't forecast, but we felt like we as a group would get together and just be a vetting service, if you will, to be able to vet out what are those. And then as a group, we ultimately will probably take a vote to say, is this an initiative that we're going to support, put money behind, and emphasize throughout the community to share with the other citizens mm-hmm. as just common citizens to say, hey, here's where we think and believe, and here's what our opinion is of it.
So I guess, how do you get, in addition to the decals that you have, how do you really get the word out to the community about things that you support?
Great question. So some of it, when we go back to the Braves initiative, as we start to identify those companies that have the contracts, we're going to be doing some writing. We're going to hire a freelance writer we've identified already that will be doing the writing and the interview on those stories. Mm-hmm. Once we get that story written, we're going to then share that as a press release mm-hmm. to media. We're going to certainly be getting that out through our email list of people that opt in and want to know, hey, tell me more about this initiative of each step as SunTrust Park and the mixed-use development mm-hmm. and the Braves develop, as well as you're profiling these different companies and kind of positive good endeavors. We've seen wherever there are initiatives, there's always, you know, 5 or 10 or 18 negative folks sometimes. And we just want to have a collective group that when we identify something we think is good for Cobb, that's what we're going to do, is take on that mm-hmm. that aspect of it. So you will see different avenues of print publications that we would be paying for to get information. I think the decals is something that can show the pride of what those different initiatives may mm-hmm. be. If it's education, it may have a G4C, like a Good for Cobb representative, may have a red apple back there. Mm-hmm. And back then, you're going to have the PTAs and the teachers or the students be able to say, you know what, the education system is certainly something good for Cobb, or KSU football is good for Cobb. I mean, it could really be varied as to how some of those things go.
Awesome.
So we'll have different poster signs, rally supports, events as initiatives warrant it, if it's a vote that's coming up that we feel. Mm-hmm. But one thing I want to be clear, we're not going to get involved in. We're certainly as a group not going to get involved in a particular campaign mm-hmm. for a candidate. Mm-hmm. It's going to be nothing of that sort. Joseph actually serves on the committee. He's one of the 25 folks.
That's a busy guy over there.
Yes,
isn't
he? Yes, all indeed
right,
it
right.
is.
Try to stand by.
Yeah, he's got a great team, I'm sure, back at the office, making things happen from there. So we're certainly not going to get into any campaign initiatives. initiatives. Mm-hmm. If Joseph decides to run for office someday, anybody on the committee, we would certainly be asking them to step off the committee. Mm-hmm. There may be some initiatives that develop that we have to ask somebody on our committee to not take a position or vote, because it may be we have somebody on for public safety, okay? And if we're doing something that's public safety related and we're advocating for something, but in his job or role he's not allowed to, we would ask him to not be part of that to protect him, so it's not something of that aspect. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is we're not going to get into zoning issues.
Okay.
So something zoning may be the best in the world, but the issue zoning, everybody's issue of zoning is really important to them.
Right.
And they believe obviously that is good for Cobb and good for what they want. And I think for how busy the 25 folks are, we want to be sensitive to not be brought into each and every zoning aspect.
Right. So how did this group assemble?
So what had happened is Jay Cunningham was Superior Plumbing, mm-hmm. and myself were working on the East Blast initiative back in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And that campaign was called United for Kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of got a lot of energy effort, raised some funds to be able to put out the good news about what that Education Blast has done for our school system through the years, between the buildings, school bus, all the different needs that have been done of what that East Blast has delivered with 5,000 plus projects delivered on time or under budget. You've never heard stories in Cobb where there's been fraud relating to any of that. So we really worked that story to get the information out there. And then when that initiative was over, you know, it kind of went away.
Mm-hmm.
When the Braves announcement happened and we started looking and had concern about whether that was going to stay as a positive yes vote, we again got about 10 business folks together at that point, created Cobb Home of the Braves.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a United for Kids campaign, you got a Cobb Home of the Braves campaign, and then most recently there was another SPLOST initiative that Justin O'Dell, an attorney in Marietta, and Dale Hughes out of Kennesaw and others led a campaign group to say this SPLOST is ultimately good for parks and recreation and what the programs and projects that were identified for future.
Mm-hmm.
So Jay and I and Justin and a group started to get together and say, you know, why is it that we create this whole group and campaign and get everything revved up, then we go away. Then everybody gets united in a different format, and then it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Why not get something to be able to have this group, again, diverse in location where they live, diverse in professions of where they are,
mm-hmm.
In age. We've got millennials. We've got some folks that are former mayor of Marietta. Bill Dunaway is on our committee. We've got Bob Prilliman's on our committee.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy Rathbone, who's with the CID up in Kennesaw, she's on ours, on the committee with us. Sharon Mason, who's the COO of the Cobb Chamber,
mm-hmm.
she's on ours. And let me mention that. We're an independent group, so it's like we are not the chamber. We are not the county. We are not any. It's just an independent group of
right.
community-minded, hard passion,
mm-hmm.
Or business folks in different realms.
Yeah, because you're not really promoting anyone's business. You're just spreading the word about things that are going on in Cobb, really.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. So if the people that are listening want to know more about this initiative and about your organization, how can they find out?
Absolutely. Great. So a few ways. One is, and if you want one of the decals, or you'll be able to see online, certainly on Facebook, you can go onto Facebook and go to Good for Cobb. That's just Good, and then Four is F-O-R,
mm-hmm.
Cobb, and you'll see a lot of what's been going on in the last several months if you go down that thread. Our website is probably still about another few weeks away from launching, but that's mm-hmm. also good for Cobb, F-O-R, Cobb,
mm-hmm.
.com, and we also have goodforcobb.org, and they both kind of link into each other, so
okay,
goodforcobb.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming on. This was very informative.
My pleasure.
I feel like I learned a lot just now.
No problem.
And Mr. Marlboro, if people would like to know more about the Smyrna Business Association and also about the UPS store, the United Problem Solvers, how can they do that?
You can find out about the Smyrna Business Association at smyrnabusiness.org.
Mm-hmm.
And the UPS store, we are located on Cobb Parkway.
Not directly
across from the new Braves Stadium. We're offering VIP parking for the opening night. And we're directly behind Walgreens and Starbucks in Smyrna.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I know exactly where you are.
Great.
Well, great. Thank both of you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And this is Lanice signing off for another edition of Business Radio X Cobb County, where we highlight the best and the brightest in and serving Cobb County. Talk to you guys next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.